How are the numbers this year for Aurora Track and Field?
You know, we're pretty good. Our numbers are right around, we're about 90 total kids, a little heavier on the boys' side than the girls' side. So we're about a little over 50, about 50 boys and about 40 girls, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Great tradition of track and field there at Aurora High School. Boy, you've had some greats in the girls' and the boys' side over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had some really great kids. I think we've excelled in a number of different areas. You know, every year is a little bit different. Some years we're pretty strong on the field. Some years we're strong on the track. And, you know, maybe this year we're just a little bit of a combination of both with certain kids. But, you know, we've had a lot of really great performers, as have you at McCook, you know, for a lot of different, ways.
Starting with the girls, Coach, I was looking back through last year's top marks, and from that, your team in the district, a lot of your top girls were underclassmen. You got them back home once again for another year, don't you?
You know, we're really strong on the girls' jump side. We're pretty good in the middle distance, and we have a few incoming girls that have really helped us. Our freshman girls' class is really talented. So, you know, it's a really good group of girls. We're still trying to develop some throwers out of that group. But all in all, you know, it's a really strong group. We went to the indoor meet at Concordia last week, and, you know, we didn't really try to win that meet, but our girls were able to win that meet over Seward by 1 point. So, you know, a good start to the season on the girls' side.
Boy, you ain't a kid when to talk about the jumps, you know, your depth. I mean, you had three good triple jumpers and long jumpers, all with good marks from last year now to this year.
Yeah, we were really solid in the jumps last year. We have one of those girls is had a little bit of a knee issue during basketball season, so she's going to run the 400-800 for us this year and no longer triple jump. But you know, Caitlin Stair is a returning medalist in the triple jump, and then Stella Peterson is an incoming freshman who actually last week it moved up to second on our all-time chart in the triple jump and fourth in the long jump. So, you know, we have some good incoming kids and some really good returning kids, especially on the girls' jump side.
A couple of girls in the 200, 400 side are returning for you as well this year.
Yeah, you know, we have, you know, really good with Jordan Slagle, I think, in the 200 and the 400. We're going to see, I think, her perform really well as the season progresses. You know, Caitlin Stair is a girl we're going to use in probably a number of different ways, maybe relays more than the 200, 400 this year. You know, Stella Peterson was able to get fourth last week. So, you know, we have some girls that obviously were pretty good last year, and I think we'll probably see a little bit of improvement from them this year.
On the boys' side, kind of the field events again, a great vaulter, a 15-foot vaulter back, and you've got another great jumper. You lost your one solid jumper last year, but it seems like every year you that's an area where you have one or two guys, don't you?
You know, we have two that we think are capable in the triple this year of, you know, maybe qualifying and scoring points. One probably, you know, a high medalist a year ago, and, you know, a kid that we expect to go, you know, 45-plus feet pretty consistently for us, and probably 22-plus feet in a long jump pretty consistently. You know, we're looking for depth there. You like to have three jumpers. Right now we have one or two probably that we feel great about, but it's a good group of kids.
Colin Stolpe, we know, of course, Dad Joe being a McCook guy back in the day, and Colin, you know, as far as a thrower for you, one of the weight guys back for you once again this year.
Yeah, you know, last year he was only able to throw in about three meets. He broke his big toe, and we brought him, you know, very early in the season, and then we brought him back at the district meet, and, you know, he threw really well there, and then he was able to medal at state. Then we have another kid that missed last season because of an injury he's going to throw a 50-foot in the shot. And then we have a move-in from Kimball, Nebraska, actually, who is a really high-end shot and discus kid, and he's a junior, Derek Russell, that we have, you know, really high expectations for. On the boys' side, especially on the shot put side, you know, 350 footers is kind of a luxury, but that's kind of something that, you know, we expect to score a lot of points there.
Well, Coach, I thought this meet on Friday was going to be a balmy one, but, you know, typically it's cold and windy, and I thought it was going to be like 70, but they've kind of lowered it. It might be your typical Aurora invite where it's a little bit breezy and a little bit chilly for this one.
Yeah, you know, early in the season, you always got to fight Mother Nature a little bit, and, you know, it looks like we're going to be windy the day before and maybe warm and nice the day after. We just can't quite hit that perfect window, but... you know, as long as we're in the 50s, I think we're going to have, you know, nice enough weather to get that meet, you know, to run good weather. Obviously, not starting until 1 o'clock, I think, allows it to heat up a little bit.
and some good teams. Good teams going to be involved with this one coming up at your place.
Yeah, I mean, you look on the girls' side, Kearney Catholic has some really high-end girls. Broken Bow's been really solid for a while. You know, obviously McCook puts girls out there. Northwest is as deep as you know, they've ever been on the girls' side. You know, the boys' side, kind of the same way, right? You've got, you know, some high-end kids from Kearney Catholic, and Northwest, McCook, and Aurora probably providing a lot of the depth on the boys' side.